As the temperature drops, more of us are reaching for our heaters, our electric blankets and candles to stay cozy. But winter is also peak season for house fires. Today we're joined by Inspector Leon Andrews, Area Commander for Moreton North Queensland Fire, to walk us through simple ways to keep our home and family safe, including the growing risk of the lithium-ion batteries and the key deadline coming up for smoke alarms. Leon, thank you for joining us. This is a pretty important lot of information that you're going to be giving us today, isn't it?
Rosemary, thank you very much. And yes, it is. It is very important. It's something that we do have to get right. We see so many house fires. In 2024 alone, there were over 1,600 house fires in Queensland. So it is very important. We don't want to become one of those statistics. And at the moment, they're statistics. But if it happens to you, it's very personal. It's absolutely horrifying. And you don't want that to happen to anyone. So yes, winter time is the time that we do have the rise in house fires. And why is it in winter time that the house fires go up? What's the cause for it? That's what we need to know. And that's what we need to get under control. So people go and they get their heaters and they pull them out of the cupboards and they just plug them in. They want a little bit of warmth. And unfortunately, the cable might have been frayed. The plug might have been damaged. The bars on the heater, they might have been compromised. Something might have happened to them. But we just plug them in and we hope for a bit of warmth from them.
Leon, just come back to those bar heaters. I mean, if they've just been stored in the garage, which is most of them are, there'd be dust on those bars. Now, there's a cause of fire, isn't it?
Absolutely. And quite often, too, we'll plug the heater in and you'll get that smell and you go, oh, gee, what's that? And then you'll come back 10 minutes later and the smell's gone and you go, oh, it must be all right. That smell was all that dust on there. And you might have got away with it this time. You might have got away with it next time. But you know what? Sometime you're not going to get away. Yeah, and it's going to be waiting for you.
Okay.
So that's one of the ones that, you know, we have to take care with it. We have to take care with electric blankets. Same thing. When we pull them out, lay them flat on the bed. Have a look at them. Make sure that there's no wires poking out, that the cable that goes into the wall is straight. It's maintained. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the actual plug itself. You know, the pins aren't bent. They haven't been twisted. And it just hasn't been bunched up into a ball and thrown in the cupboard. So make sure it's right. And as I said earlier on too, with electric blankets, don't just leave them on all day.
No.
Put them on for half an hour before you go to bed. Then switch them off. Because, mm-hmm. you know, it's not good to have them on all night. And it's certainly not safe.
There you go.
So be very, very careful with them. And one of the other ones that I've probably never touched on this show, and I've never mentioned it, but I don't know whether you do it, but it's come into winter time. You wash your clothes, you do the family washing and that. Do you go out to the line all the time or do you throw it in the dryer?
I love the clothesline.
You love the clothesline? That's wonderful. A lot of people don't. You know what? Mm. I'm a little bit lazy. Sometimes I don't like to, so I'll go and throw it in the dryer.
Mm.
And we get quite a lot more
I know
fires.
What you're going to say.
Yeah, we get quite a lot more fires in wintertime with dryers and people wonder why. So what it is the lint. And people aren't cleaning out their dryers. And we go to fires and, you know, in their laundry and you have a look at it and we pull out the lint trap and you go, this is full. What's going on? And they go, oh, I didn't know that was there. And it is incredible. So please, please, you know, if you only take one thing away from this, clean the lint trap in your dryer and make sure it is. And you'll get that burning smell again and then it'll go away because all the stuff is being thrown around in the dryer and that takes that smell away. But please clean out the lint trap. So that's another good one we should do.
And you know, Leon, you talk about the fire escape plan. Come on, people. Make sure it's there.
Absolutely. Look, every time I come in here and the moment I get in the door, I start banging on about it, don't I? I say, please, it's great to have working smoke alarms. That is the thing that we bang on all the time about. Please have your working smoke alarms. But when they go off in the middle of the night, what are you going to do? It's dark. The lights are off. You're fumbling your way around. It feels like an escape room plan, so we need to have it. We have to get it right. And so we practice it with the family. We write it down. We make sure that we can, you know, we've got a couple of ways of getting out, whether it's out through the window, the front door, the back door, but we practice it depending on where the fire is. We practice it with the family and we know we've got a little escape kit. We have that. We get outside. We don't go back inside. We ring the fire brigade and we're all safe because houses can be replaced, furniture can be replaced, but our family can't. So please have that escape plan in place.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I think we've covered pretty much the electric blankets, Leon, but come on with candles. And I mean, you did tell us once about a little cat caused a fire. So you've got to be aware of all these sorts of things, haven't you?
Look, candles are great for a little bit of ambiance. Let's face it, who doesn't like some nice candles at home? We all do. However, they are a big cause of household fires. you've got to keep an eye on them.
Yep.
So whether that be cats, you know, that come there and play with them and bat them and push them over, whether it be children running past them, whether it be curtains flapping against them, supervise the candles, make sure they're safe. And you go outside and you go, okay, well, I'm just going to go outside for 10, 15 minutes. Something can happen to those candles and all of a sudden you've got a fire on your hands. So please always keep an eye on them. Supervise them, supervise people around them, and just be safe with them. It's a time of year where we like to spend more time inside. We like to have those candles and we think, oh, I'm just going to go up the shop. I'll leave it burning because it'll be nice when I get home. It may not be. You might be coming home to the fire brigade there, and that's the last thing you want. So be very careful around candles. They are safe when used properly, but just, as I said, be careful and supervision around them.
And, Leon, we often talk about the lithium-ion batteries. I think it's fair to say that we should talk about it every month because we're still hearing pretty horrible things happening, aren't we?
Absolutely. So until we stop seeing it on the news, until we stop seeing it on social media, I am going to keep banging on around about them. So lithium-ion batteries, you know, they're in everything nowadays. They're in our smoke alarms, they're in our phones, they're in our e-scooters, they're in our electric bikes, they're in our motor cars, they're in everything. Lithium-ion batteries are everywhere, so we are getting a lot more fires. So everyone must go, oh, they're really dangerous. It's not that they're really dangerous. It's the fact that people are not being safe around them. So when you're charging them, don't leave the charger plugged in forever. Keep an eye on them. So plug them in. Monitor them. Don't go out and leave them plugged in for days on end. If you drop something, so whether it be a power drill, a power saw, whether it be a phone, anything at all, have a look at that battery. You may have compromised it, and when you plug it into charge, it'll swell up. You'll get that smell. And then it'll go into thermal runaway, and all of a sudden, you've got a very big fire on your hands. And that, you know, once again, it's not really the fault of the battery, it is just the way it's been handled. So just be careful around them. We do need to be safe. We are seeing a lot more devices with them, so hence we are seeing a lot more fires. But once again, just being safe around them and managing them and maintaining them, that is the key to being successful with them.
Yeah. Now, Leon, if you find that your battery has been damaged, what do you do with it?
So you can take them to Moreton Bay Regional Council, the local dumps, and you can take them in there and they will dispose of them safely.
Okay.
Never ever throw them in the bin. Because what happens is poor old mate who's driving the rubbish truck, he throws it in there, doesn't realise it. All of a sudden, he's got a massive fire in the back of his truck. He dumps it out on the street. We have to come and take after it, look after it.
Yeah.
And it could have all been avoided by not throwing the battery in the bin. So, yeah, take it and dispose of it correctly at the dump.
Good one. And just as a quick one again, smoke alarm deadline reminder, Leon.
Yeah, so the new legislation that came in, it actually takes complete effect from January 1, 2027. So we've got... Oh, less than 6 months now.
We have.
Goodness, hasn't that come around quickly?
Hasn't it?
So what's required? Interconnected smoke alarms in all homes. That's every home. So whether you rent, whether you own it, whether it's an Airbnb, whether you're on holiday, whatever, interconnected, which means one goes off, they all go off.
Yep.
Now, it's not just your homes. It's caravans, motorhomes, you know, caravan parks, everywhere like that. We need to have them in everywhere. So that is from January 1 next year. Everyone must be compliant.
Right. And listen, before I let you go, I know with winter coming on, you know, we have the old PowerPoint and all the plugs. I think you're in the group of people that think one appliance, one PowerPoint plug. Tell us a bit about that.
That is exactly right. My absolute pet hate that you know is people having double adapters plugged in. If you want to do that and you need a few more, go and get a decent power board.
Okay.
You can go to Bunnings, you can go to Kmart, you can go to Big W, you can go to Target, buy a decent one, and you'll know it's a decent one because, one, it says it's surge protected, and two, it's got a button on to test it. So what happens is you plug your devices in, you have them running, then you press that button, it trips, and that will let you know that it's working. So if one of those devices is faulty, the power board will trip. And it won't cause the device to overheat and catch fire.
Okay.
But, yeah, just be very careful. And once again, too, if you haven't used the power board for 12, 18 months or so, give it a good check. Make sure it's not full of insects and dust and dirt when you plug it in. Make sure all the terminals where they go in are clean. And make sure that that little button does work when it needs to be reset. So power boards, very, very careful around them. But please, not double adapters because they are my pet hate.
There you go.
Yep.
Now, just one other question. How old should my power board be?
Look, providing you maintain them and look after them, you know, there's no reason why you can't get 5-10 years out of them.
Okay.
But they have to be maintained. They have to be looked after. If they're in a high traffic area and they're getting kicked around, or they're getting a lot of dirt,
lot of dust,
or they're getting unplugged and plugged in all the time, that's certainly going to wear them out.
Okay.
But, you know, by all means, they do have a good life. You got to remember too, technology is quite good. So if you go out and buy a brand new power board, it's going to be a lot better than the one that's been sitting in the cupboard for the last 5 years that hasn't been used, because technology is good. And yeah, and as I said, yeah, the ones that do have the little reset buttons on them and can be tested, they're the safe ones.
Leon, that's a great reminder that small changes can make big differences in the fire safety of your home this winter, from checking heaters and electric blankets to handling lithium-ion batteries safely, and, you know, you've explained that very beautifully, and getting ready for the new interconnection smoke alarms for January 1, 2027, people. Mark that in your calendar now, and perhaps you should be booking the electrician, because they're going to get awful busy, aren't they, in this next few months. Check with the Queensland Fire Department website, and it will give you some basic fire escape plans. Thanks so much for your time and your expert advice. Inspector Leon Andrews, Area Commander, Brisbane North, QFES. Thank you.
Rosemary, thank you very much. And once again, please, I just encourage listeners to go to the Queensland Fire Department website, have a look at those, get themselves a fire escape plan, and look for all the hints and tips that will keep them safe over this winter.
Have a great winter, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next month, Leon.
Thank you.